Good morning from Madia in Tunisia, where we are having a little break thanks to Mrs. G's amazing holiday finding skills. Another all-inclusive deal. We've done about five of these and they always work out fine. This is no exception. So we're in Madia, the city of Madia, which was a citadel or capital built by the Fatimids. Loads of facts, most of which I've forgotten, which I got out of a great book called Culture Smart, Tunisia Culture Smart, published by Couperard. So we're sitting here, all we can hear is birdsong, but eventually the animation team, which is a bunch of very big handsome guys, will put on the music and do the traditional animation team dance to the animation team theme tune. They seem to have these everywhere we go, standard dance, standard theme tune that they try and get everyone into. I suppose it's not a bad thing, let's face it. So the animation team are gathering. They're probably going to put on their music now, which will drown out the bird song. We can see the sea, hear the sea, and there's a lovely blue pool over there where no one's gone swimming yet because everyone's just lying around, had their breakfast. I think it's probably about 29 centigrade and it's very sunny, very hot. The food we're getting here is the typical... Oh, there go, the animation team. The food is a typical strange, all-inclusive food selection. I guess they're dealing with... Hello, there we go. I guess they're dealing with 10 nationalities, all sorts of age groups. And the age groups, on that subject, the age groups are largely older people and people with young families. So it's nice and quiet. We go at this time of year, out of season, if you like, so there's always a kind of smell of paint somewhere, because the paint, they're always ending up, the buildings, they're always painting bits of them or finishing them off before high season kicks in. But it's a really nice hotel, it's really clean. The food's, as I said, strange. Odd mixtures of things, even at breakfast time. So I've resorted to breakfast as just coffee and bread and a bit of a button, a boiled egg, because I don't think I can face sauerkraut or carrots or anything like that. And at lunchtime and at dinner time, they have the mystery cake, which is pink or yellow and tastes of the same, pretty much of nothing. Mystery pink and yellow cake. In fact, there's a consistency here between all-inclusive holidays we've been on in the past. I'm thinking there must be some sort of universal all-inclusive cookbook. Regardless of which country you're in, this is the stuff you get cooked locally. Anyway, there you are. You can hear the animation team doing the little sing-song dance, which means they're going to start doing stuff. And we've done, I think, what did we do yesterday? Gymnastics. We did darts. What else did we do? Oh yeah, there's a strange ball.